There we go. Can you guys hear me okay?
Yes.
Yep.
Success. All right, who's on the line?
Andy. Vanessa and Peter.
Vanessa, Peter, Andy. Got all those. Great. Is Jason here? Is Dina here yet? So Tara just texted me, too. She's on vacation this week. And Joey's actually in a flight coming home. But Joey told me that he was going to link up with you after, Vanessa, to make sure that you've got everything you need.
Okay.
So, and that actually might be good for you and Tara to do that because, well, Tara is awesome anyway, but she's also female and can give you a lot of interesting information when you guys link up. All right, so let's start with Andy. What are your wins and accountability for the week?
All right, well, I have a couple of good wins. So the first big win is I had over a $30,000 month, so I'm really happy with that. So that was a good month. That was something I desperately needed to do. And in conjunction with that good month, I brought in a really huge client, a communications company that wants to bring me on sort of, in the role of corporate counsel for them. They do 10 to 15 million a year. They were recently one of Inc's top 5,000. So it's a big client for me to be brought in on, and I met with the CEO, and he's really excited to start working with me too. So that was really good. So I'm excited about that one as well. In terms of accountability, one of the issues we had talked about was sort of pitching my idea of, moving toward this, education system and putting things online for people and sort of getting an idea whether this would be something that people would be interested in. So my objective was to get in front of as many people as possible. And so, of course, every business owner I meet and everybody I'm pitching the ideas about whether, this idea of, buying an hour and a half long class or something like that of information, of the basics of starting your business and what you need to worry about if you're dissolving your business and things like that, is really getting some really good feedback. I teamed up with a local Jamie Masters type person here who has her own mastermind group and is really well connected online and things like that. And she's putting together sort of a beta for me to do this pitch to a bunch of her people. So we're going to do an online beta probably in the next week or so. So I'm in the process of putting together all the information for that, getting ready to present that to her group, which will probably be about 15 to 20 people. So,
killer! That's huge. Yeah. Look at all the momentum. My gosh. Yeah, I know we talked about beta beforehand. You're so smart to be able to pull one person that has access to everybody, so you didn't have to spend time pounding the pavement trying to get that. Killer. Let me know how it goes. Yeah. Of course, if you have any questions, especially
I will. And of course, the other small little win was that email that I got from Chris Ducker, who said he was going to be in Denver here in October and wants to get together for coffee. So that's even better. So I'm real happy about that one, too. I hope it actually happens.
Yeah, and if you know the week that you're there, and he doesn't message you, ping me, like text me, and then be like, hey, Chris is supposed to be in town. And I'll be like, hey, are you in Denver? And then I'll remind him again, okay? I got your back.
You mean like some people who spent their weekend in Boulder and didn't reach out to have coffee or anything like that?
Okay, so I got super altitude sickness. It was so horrible. I did
oh
not.
Oh, my goodness.
I was sleeping during the dinner that I went. So, yes, it's a good excuse.
Talk about accountability.
Excuses. I would have called you to ask for a ride for the airport. That would have been great, but anyway.
Would have? You're in my town. You're in my town where I know everybody, and you did. Yeah, and you were like, I'm sick.
I know. I never get sick. Anyway, side note. We'll talk about this offline, but yes. All right, Jason. Oh, and shoot me an email, Andy, because I want to know how you got those clients and what you did for the 30,000 month, because I want to make sure we're replicating that so it's easier next time, okay? All right.
You got it.
Jason, wins and accountability for the week.
So last week I did 4 out of 5, and the one thing that I didn't get done was completing a video for my new course, and so I've already got that done this week. Actually, I've got everything done this week except for one more video that I want to do before I leave town Friday, so we're going to go spend a weekend actually in Miami, which now that we've kind of thought about it, maybe that wasn't the best idea. So anyway, but we're going to go anyway and have fun. Let's see, as far as wins go, you didn't change their pricing thing, and so I immediately saw, like, hockey stick growth, so now the numbers are looking way better there. Another win is I hit my, I'm like at 1,100 leads from cold traffic, so I wanted 1,000, and so I'm going to hit that, so that's good. Another thing is my email list has grown probably another 2,000 people above and beyond that anyway over, like, the last time I did the launch, so the organic folks. So those are my wins.
Jeez, and guys, hitting goals left and right. That's awesome. Oh, by the way, then I meant to do 1,000, but I hit 1,100. Oh, wait, there's an extra 2,000 people on my thing. That's killer. You guys are great. So Peter and Vanessa, I'm going to have you guys go up next. I'm going to text Dino right now. I know he's always chardy. So I'll have you guys jump in. What are your wins and accountability before we move into Vanessa's hot seat?
For accountability, still staying on track, publishing the content I need to publish, and then working on the fall style challenge, which is going to be the main topic for today. I've got it as far as I can and would like feedback now. Our win for Yuhuru is getting a new client. We just had the kickoff like 2 hours ago, and they are an awesome fashion client. We're really excited to work with them. They're just great people. And it comes with, like, they're doing a one-for-one thing. They do, for every one thing that they sell, they give a uniform for a child in Africa, because in order to go to school, you need a uniform.
So essentially, even though we've been pretty good on client acquisition, the win comes in the form that Uhuru is Swahili for freedom, and this company, co-founder, is based in Liberia. And they have a mission of employing women who typically, mothers essentially, who don't typically work. So it's a, you know, women-based manufacturing in Africa. It's a high-end, we're talking, you know, New York Fashion Week type connections, big celebrity connections as well. So even though we're pretty, I would say, recognizable in the fashion category, we're not at that New York Fashion Week level. This is an entry for us, which makes it exciting. Plus, they follow in line with our mission. So
yeah,
we've done some projects in Africa, we've done projects in South America, and gave back to youth organizations. So it's a big thing for us, and so there's a lot of synergy we're excited about.
That's amazing. You guys are awesome. Okay.
But as you know, many other wins of stuff that happens because we move really, really fast, and so it's not very, very
I love you, Peter. Like, you know, we're just accomplishing goals like no other. So just so, no, you guys are awesome. But it's true, so I can't say anything. Exactly. It's not arrogance because it's true. I love it. So, Vanessa, how can we help you the absolute best today?
Okay. I would want some questions answered on this fall challenge to make sure I'm doing it correctly and I'm not forgetting anything in it. So I kind of want to run through what I have so far and then ideas that I have, and then you guys can give me feedback. Or what do you think I should go about it?
One thing to add to that, just quickly, she did review, she listened to the past
mastermind
call.
Yeah.
To make sure she didn't miss included
awesome
things that were brought up previously, so we don't have to reinvent the wheel today. As well as she deployed most of the recommendations from everyone.
Yeah, I shared it earlier. Yep. I mean, I shared it last week, and I got some awesome feedback from Lane, Karen, and Monica. I didn't do all the edits, but I did a lot of them. So I'm on version 2 of the landing page right now. So
I can tell because I'm looking at it and see your beautiful face. I'm like, that's what I was looking for. So you're like, oh, okay, this makes sense. And you look fantastic in the photo. So that's exactly what I was looking for. Okay, perfect.
So I want to get everything completed and being able to promote it by Friday. So that's my goal, to get all of this done. Of course, I don't have, like, the actual content I'm going to be sending the people done. I'm going to do that in September because it is going to be doing it live. Okay, so for example, I'm going to run through what I have. So for this challenge, I'm doing a 30-day fall style challenge where on the first day of fall, I'm going to send out whoever signed up for the challenge a fall essentials list. And I'm also doing something on top of that, kind of what I did with you, Jamie. So I'm asking, when people sign up, they get a link to fill out a survey. And in that survey, I'm asking them what is their biggest style challenge. And then I'm asking their hair color, their eye color, their skin color, and then kind of how they would describe their body type. So once the challenge starts, I can send them guides that pertains to them specifically. So a person like you wouldn't wear the same color I would wear, so I'm not going to recommend that everyone get the same color sweater because that's not is not going to look great on everybody. So even though it's a essentials list, here are other things that you should look for that pertain specifically for you. So on the first day of fall, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say that's amazing. I didn't even, I don't know that I got that. So well, I want you to continue, but I want to give you my thoughts. I really appreciate you saying that for sure.
Great. Let me see. On the first day of fall, they're getting their color guide and some other tips on what looks good on their body, and the essentials list. And then anyone that signs up after the first day of fall, they'll still get it like the end of the day. And then once the challenge starts on October 1st, and it's going to be October 1st to October 30th, every day I'm going to be sending them from the essentials list, I'm going to be sending them in email the outfit of the day, and that outfit is going to be from the items that I sent. So, for example, say here's your outfit of the day. I don't want 31 days. So here's the outfit of the day, and then here are some style tips, and then you can recreate it based on what you have and then post it on social media. I'm not doing a Facebook group because I don't want to manage that specifically. I kind of want it to be more public, and I want everyone to share their stuff online, and I'm going to be sharing it on social media too and then tagging when I'm wearing and stuff, and then I want it to get more exposure instead of it being closed in a group. I don't know if that makes sense.
Yeah, that totally makes sense as far as the reasons why.
And then, okay, so I'm going to be sending that, and then at the end, like at the bottom of the email, if they don't have the item saying this is what I'm wearing in the post, you can buy it online if you want to. And then I'm going to be doing, like end of the week, we were talking about on our last call doing like a giveaway or something for the people who are most engaged. So I'm going to do at the end of the week like a little gift card giveaway to Nordstrom's or Macy's or something, and then at the end it would be like, whoever was the most engaged overall, you'll get, like, something really awesome. I don't know what yet. And then what we wanted to do was also mention doing, like, shopping videos, so shopping tips. So, like, when you're at the store, look for these types of things, or remember to try everything on, whatever. Some shopping tips for fall specifically, and then I'll be sharing that via email. I'll also be posting it on social, and then that's what I have so far.
Okay, let's actually step by this one by one. So I love the overarching view, but I also want to make sure piece by piece we don't miss anything that we're going through. So I'm gonna open up. I know I'm the only female on the line right now. But guys, I want you to take a look. Pretend you're a woman right now, Jason. but just look at it as far as the copy goes. Think of your wife, your significant other, guys. You know that sort of stuff. You can embody that, I'm sure, pretty well. As we start stepping through each piece of this, that way she can get the information she wants to, because we want to make sure that's coming more from her avatar than randomness or something you've seen or something like that. So let me just say this. So I loved, and I know I interrupted you earlier saying, like, oh, my gosh, I love that you're going to make it actual customized. So that's the piece that I'm not getting from the lead page. So I love how it says, like, fall essentials list, daily outfit examples, and color guides. I'm like, that's great, but I feel like that's work for me. Because, again, you know me really well and how horrible I am at this, right? That's why I was like, Vanessa, tell me what to do. And you have no idea how many compliments I have been getting. Like, even just doing necklaces right. Like, I get it now, right? So I know how much this can change people, but my initial thought is, like, okay, you can give me a whole bunch of information and daily outfits. I don't know what to do with that because I'm so horrible at this, right? So if you are saying, I will help you customize, and that was the word that sort of came up to me that I don't see somewhere on here, where I would actually, if you can, like it sounds like you're going to do sort of like a quiz or something like that, I would have them take that quiz sooner, if possible. So that way, because one thing that I see in just in general with any like challenges that have a specific date, I know you have October 1st written quite a bit. I might even put it more places because if you're promoting in September, they're going to be like, how come I haven't gotten anything, right? So I'd even put it probably towards the top and be like starting October 1st. But I would see if they could get a quick win up front. So like let's say you do have this quiz set up, and they get to select the type of body style they have or whatever those pieces are. That way you can sort of go back and go, okay, now they feel like they know more and they're expecting and they're excited for the expectation when this starts. So let's say you start promoting in September, September 15th, I sign up and I'm like, awesome, I'm excited, it's a 30-day challenge. Oh, crap, it's not until October 1st. I'm going to forget about it until then. And instead, what I would love is for them to get a quick win to take, like, a quiz, because I didn't realize that it was going to be so custom, which makes me super excited. Like, I am actually excited for your challenge, Vanessa, because I don't have any fall anything, and now I'm excited to actually do this. Okay.
So you mean writing more on the landing page that it's really customized? Because the other challenges I've seen, like, they send the same – stylist or whatever essentials list to every single person, and that's just horrible because not everyone should wear the same thing.
You should say that, though, because I think that's the thing. What you just said on this call that hit home with me, which makes logical sense, is I wear different colors than you wear, like skin tone, everything. And so I don't know if you can put, like, images of different body styles or different types, because that's the thing. No offense, but you are utterly gorgeous, Vanessa, and so, right, no offense, but anybody comparing themselves to you going, well, of course, every piece of clothing looks amazing on you, so I would actually put some different, potentially different body styles. I know we have a ton of photos of you, but going customized to your figure and skin tone or something like that, that way they feel like it's really worth their time. And then if they do have the quiz, they'll feel like, oh, my gosh, she actually cares about me, right? And then we can they have that quick win. And then you can say, hey, it's starting October 1st, and then give them a couple things to do, like put in your calendar, October 1st is day one of Style Challenge, and set a shopping day with girlfriends on whatever the date is, or you know what I mean, something like that. So they're like, ooh, I'm going to pre-plan for this stuff. That way they can get excited and they have the time to prep, because some of the things that we've found, just in general, I know I'm sort of just taking over the conversation, but some of the things we've found, and this is like my trainer, who I told you guys about before, just did this two-week thing. Actually, Lane is in it, which is hilarious. And everybody was like, give me something now. So people actually paid money, like $280 or I think $28 was the other price point, which is just the Facebook group. Everyone was like, give me the food list now. I want to know the food list now. We want to prep. We want to start preparing. He didn't give the food list until day one. And everyone's like, well, when am I going to go shopping? Right? So ideally what we want to do is make sure we're giving them enough time to pre-plan and get excited. Right?
Yeah.
So I know it's going to be a little bit more difficult. But the 30-day style challenge, if we can really try and make it and again, they might sign up the day of, which is why it's kind of a pain in the butt. So give them enough, but not too much, that they'll feel overwhelmed if they sign up right on October 1st. Does that make sense?
So right now, when someone signs up, they go to a thank you page, which I need to redo because it just is wrong. And then they're gonna get an auto email saying welcome to the challenge. And in that email, it has a little bit more details about the challenge, and then it has a survey that I want them to fill out in the welcome email. Is that too quick? Should I separate it to a separate email?
No, you should repeat the survey in the thank you page.
Yep.
No, it's not in the thank you page.
Yeah, I know. You should have it in the thank you page.
So yep, you should have it in the thank you page.
What Jamie's talking about is increase the emphasis of the survey.
So in the thank you page, I should add the survey, because right away then they're going to say, oh, my gosh, this is going to be customized for me.
Yep.
Yeah. So add, and then in the email, I'll reword it saying if you didn't fill out the survey, make sure to do so because it's the only way you're going to get your personalized guide.
Exactly. So we don't know what the percentage is that they're going to fill out, but we really want it to be a high, high, high percentage. So put it everywhere. Like Peter's saying, thank you, Paige. Email them. If they don't, I know you guys use sophisticated things, so if they don't fill out the survey, freaking send it to them again and be like, hey, people, especially if they sign up early enough, make sure we do this. I might even give them like a little task to do, like start looking up stuff. Because when we start thinking about like, when they're excited, they're like, yay, I'm excited, this is awesome. And again, depending on when they sign up, they're gonna get the information back. They're gonna be like, yay, it's customized to me. I'm super excited. And they probably will want to start it like now. They're gonna be like, oh, this is awesome, I want to start now. So give them whatever we possibly can do.
Mm-hmm. Take your situation as an example.
Yes.
What action of social sharing would you feel comfortable doing before the challenge starts?
That is a great question. Okay, so you know what's interesting? I started telling all my friends that I hired a stylist because, A, it makes me sound cool anyway, but B, they know I need help. And C, it's something really fun to talk about because they actually care about that stuff, whereas I don't. So I would totally see if you can do a share on Facebook and invite your friends and specifically tell them, try and find, like, get a quartet of girls or, you know what I mean, tell them to get a certain number, whether it be shopping buddies or whatever. But I would go, this challenge works best, and again, I'm making this up, but this challenge works best with four women together. So that way, if you want to go shopping, you guys can make it a girls' day, and if you, you know, want to text each other photos or keep yourself accountable and that sort of thing, you can do that also. But I would set a specific number. So they're going to go, ooh, who are my, you know, two or three closest best friends that I can invite to this also?
Where would I put that?
Thank you, Paige.
Thank you, Paige. Yep. Yep.
Thank you, Paige. And an email?
I would actually do a separate email. So this is what's great about social stuff for you guys. I love, you know, getting other women on board so much easier when it comes to stuff like this. So I would actually, if you can do like a link to text your girlfriends with the links, right? Not only that, but the Facebook share, the Instagram share, as much sharing as we possibly can. So what we want is we want them to self-select two or three people that they really like hone in on. I remember, so this challenge that I did with my trainer, he was like, look for a buddy. You really, really want a buddy in this. And I was like, hey, Rachel. So it's her trainer also, right? Like, hey, Rachel, let's be buddies. So it held me accountable anyway, and I hate losing. So me just asking her, and then we had texts every single day about it. So you actually giving, like making sure they do that, and if they don't, they're going to feel a little left out. I think that's a good thing. Because they might not do it at first because they're like, nah, whatever, I'm just going to get the emails. I think that's interesting. And then the challenge starts and you start posting photos of three best friends wearing amazing outfits and they're all like, I should do this with somebody. And then they'll share it too. Do you know what I mean? So we want to make them feel, we want peer pressure as much as humanly possible on this.
Got it.
And that will just help
it
grow so much bigger anyway.
Okay.
And then
what else?
Okay. Put that in the survey. Have you shared it with a friend? So then we can segment from the list in the survey of those who have or haven't as a reminder.
I like it.
So just as a confirmation, did you recruit a friend? Did you pull in, you know, some way of verbiage?
I mean, like, how would
do you have an accountability partner? Yes or no? Yes.
Do I need to see on my end? No, like, who's together? No,
no,
that doesn't matter.
No, just ask, do you have an accountability partner?
Yeah, I don't think you need to know. You can have them post it in the Facebook or on the page or however you want to do that. That's fine. I would also, if you can, create a specific URL that's like 30daystylechallenge.com, even if it's long. So when I'm texting my friend, I can just go to 30daysstylechallenge.com and then
redirect. Yeah.
Or tell people. Yep, redirect. Because I'm realizing, like, oh, shoot, if they don't have iMessage, I'm not going to, and I want to invite someone, I can't copy and paste. I have to actually, like, write it in for texting, which is a pain in the butt, so.
Okay.
I also want to introduce you to, did I introduce you to Jada? Yeah, Jada Filner from Simple Green Smoothies?
No.
Okay. I need to think of the reason why besides, like, hey, help Vanessa out. But Jada is amazing. Actually, she lives over here, you guys. Okay, that could actually be really, really cool. I bet she's got her own style. Like, she's stylish, way better than me. But she's amazing at these 30-day challenges. So have I shown you hers yet? I think we did, right?
Yeah, is it Simple Green Smoothies, right?
Yep, so she's starting one on October 1st.
Yeah, I looked through all of that.
Yeah, we
so
went to
starting...
Pat Flynn's interview, too.
Perfect.
So.
Yeah.
Oh, great. So she's starting one on October 1st also, though, which is awesome. So sign up for hers, and so you can see how she runs the back end of it.
I think I did.
Because she's literally been – oh, you already did. Okay. Perfect. All right, continue. So we've got that piece so far. And Andy and Jason, pretending you're women, do you want to jump in also? Because I know I'm taking over.
I have a couple of ideas. Jason, go ahead and go first. I'll jump in afterward.
That's okay. Go ahead.
I have a couple of ideas. Believe it or not, I've over the years had a few clients that were, in fashion and, ran, boutiques and things like that. One thing that, I always enjoyed that I think you can sort of do too, that I think you're striving to do, Vanessa, is, add that personal touch. I mean, I really enjoyed, like, when I buy my suits, I go high-end. It's suits and fine clothing are something that I'll splurge on and spend a lot of money to do. So I think, I don't know if that's, part of the avatar, one of the characteristics of the avatar you're shooting for, but, I always enjoyed going into, the local, my tailor's shop, so to speak, and having him show me all of these different things and saying, this would look good on you, let's match these things up and do something like that. I'm wondering if there's a way that you can sort of transfer that personal experience. Like if I were to come into your haberdashery and you were there and you would say, Andy, here's your color, here's your shape, these are the things that look great on you, and you're actually showing me this item, and I can touch it and feel it and look it and hold it up to me in that respect. I think that if you can add sort of that element of it, and I think you're trying to do that, that would be awesome. But one thing I think is missing that I think you could add another little gold nugget for these people is where can they go to get these items? Other than you just saying, hey, you need to go find a gray scarf, or you need to go find a blue blouse. You need to go find some black slacks. All the women are going to go, well, yeah, if I knew where to get these things, I would go do that. And, there's so many women's stores, and I think you can maybe parcel it out. And, I don't know if all your people are going to be from California or if you're expecting that they're going to be from all over the place. You might want to think, what are some national places that people could go to get really good, high-quality stuff at a great price? Nordstrom Rack, Dillard's, TJ Maxx, that kind of thing.
Huge, I was stuck. Andy's got this on point. Sorry, continue.
I'm glad I was finally able to contribute something. But I think if you could say, listen, here's what you can do within a budget. And I don't know if this is good or bad, but my wife used to be addicted to what was that show? What Not to Wear on TV, where Stacey and what's his name would come in and they'd give you that entire makeup and they'd teach you how to shop. Clinton, thank you, Clinton. And, teach you how to shop and teach you how to do those things. You're taking a similar idea and making it, applicable to the masses. My biggest concern for you, Vanessa, is you might get just what you wish for. What happens if you get 500 people that sign up for this and every one of them is asking for a custom package? And I worry that you're going to sit here going, oh my God, I got to give these people something every day and I got to do 500 of them. There's not enough hours in the day. What am I going to do? And I worry about that where you might want to, you know, consider cutting it off after a certain number of people so you can still provide that one-on-one attention that people, I think, are desperately seeking. Because I really like it when, you know, I have a sales guy who comes and customizes suits for me, and we sit down, we go through the fabrics, we look at pictures, we see what's nice, we think about it, and I have my ideas, and he looks at me and goes, yeah, you don't want that, you want this, this would look better, you know, and this kind of stuff. And he comes in and he's dressed nice, and I, you know, trust his judgment on things like that. I think people are going to do the same thing for you, but you can't be there holding their hand and showing them what they need to get, but you can direct them where to go. Hey, guys, TJ Maxx has some great deals for you, or a nice little steal, or a nice little, you know, thing that, you know, is Nordstrom Rack, where you can get brand names for a fraction of the price, or Marshalls, or something like that. One thing I've noticed with women and buying clothes is women will buy really nice things, but don't always want to pay top dollar for them, unless they can afford top dollar. So I think if you can also, while you're at it, find bargains for people while they're customizing their outfits, I think that is incredibly valuable to them.
Okay.
Yeah, or even just caring. So what I did is I went to the Nordstrom personal shopper, which was amazing, and I didn't know what to expect. So you could actually give that as an – well, I posted in Facebook and was like, how do I even do this? I hate shopping. Everyone told me to either drink or go to the Nordstrom personal shopper. I was like, great, can I do both? But what an option for one of the days might be, or even preempting, is sign up for that, but then just know that this is the – I didn't know how much stuff at Nordstrom cost. I'd never shopped at Nordstrom before, so I literally bought an almost $300 tank top. And because I was like, oh, I like it, I'll get it. I didn't look at the price tag. And I was like, oh, that I could have bought that exact same thing, like literally. And I actually did. At another store, I bought it for $40. I was like, are you kidding me? And I am dumb and didn't return it. So whatever.
One thing. Just to keep, because you put touch on something, I want to make sure it's noted. Vanessa, in your lead nurturing sequence, this is the touch points leading up to the challenge.
Okay.
You should say, are you afraid of shopping, as one of the automated emails.
Are you afraid of shopping?
And if so, I recommend using a personal shopper like what they offer at Nordstrom's. It's a free service. You explain it.
Mm-hmm.
And then it'll make them feel more comfortable getting into it.
Exactly.
And to Andy's point.
I have a question on what he brought up.
Exactly. So.
Go ahead.
To Andy's point, we have a few ways to kind of solve that. We have an international audience as well, so we are asking Citi, and we'll probably, how many are we getting right now with only partial deployment?
I haven't launched it. It's only on my sidebar, and exit intent on desktop only, seeing what people were doing. So on my survey, I asked where they're from too, their city and country, and I'm getting signups from everywhere. So back to the where you can get these items questions, should I suggest specific stores? And with that, should I suggest different budgets? So for example, here's a low budget, here's a medium budget, here's a high-end budget, what you should be looking at, or should I not even do that?
I would love it if you could do that. Sorry, go ahead, Andy. I'm all in.
I completely agree with that. That was going to be my next suggestion, Vanessa, is if you can break this down into, hey, if you can spend $300 on a tank top, here are the places you want to go. Here are some great, or at least districts in your neighborhood that you can go shopping in. I mean, I think every major city has, you know, their big shopping district. Not everybody can go shop in La Jolla. But if you can break it down, here is what you're going to spend. If you want to spend $1,000 a month, here's where here are some places you can go. But if you want to spend only $250 a month, here's some other places that you can go.
Just so you know, I hired a previous stylist beforehand, and this was years and years ago when I like literally did not want to spend any money on clothes anyway. She was great about that and didn't make me feel bad. So that's the thing. I know your audience is a little bit higher end in general, but I love the fact that you could have this as an option so it doesn't make them feel like, oh, I can't be as good as Vanessa is in spending this much money. Just call it out and be like, if it is going to be cheaper, these are the stores I recommend if you have them in your area. If you do want to have a higher price point budget, they'll just last a little bit longer, but in general, you can look stylish on a budget or not. And then give those tips like Andy was saying before on how to sort of get a deal because they feel really great about that. Like going to Nordstrom's with a personal shopper, buying one thing, and then going to Nordstrom Rack and finding something very similar that they put you in, right? I was like, man, yeah. I should have done that. Oh, well. but having that lower-end budget so they don't feel bad if that is the case for them, because even if they have a lower budget, they can buy your, you know, books and stuff like that that you have anyway. So we want to make sure we don't alienate them.
Perfect.
Got it.
And we're also just because the fashion game is a lot about affiliate, so we do have a pretty decent affiliate kind of strategy associated for sales on online.
Yeah, and the emails that I'm going to send, this is what the items specifically in each of the emails, if you haven't bought them or you want to buy something very similar.
Yeah, if they buy online, we get commission. That's how affiliate and fashion works, and it's pretty big as a group and sector.
Killer. Any other questions, Jason, for Andy before we move over to Jason? Exactly.
It was the budget, where they can get them, and then having that one-to-one personalized, like how do I translate that to a personal thing? I think as far as I can take it was the giving them like guides on what would look good on their specific body type and their specific hair and skin colors. I think that's as personal without going too far, because if I go any farther than that, I don't know if I would be able to handle it.
Yeah, just so that helps feed Jason's comment, to clarify, we're doing personalization buckets, essentially, by body type and skin tone. So there won't be a one-to-one or a regional recommendation. It will be...
maybe on the stores, yeah.
Well, still, because we have an international problem as well. But
yeah.
They will be buckets that apply. And then the idea behind this, of course, this is a free challenge. The idea is to gain interest, and if they want to take the next level up, Vanessa has a book.
Yeah, I guess.
And we're going to, you know, take that next level to build more demand for another product. Hello, Jason?
Hello?
I know, I didn't hear him hop off.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm sorry. So now I go?
Yes. Go.
Okay. So knowing that I'm not your target audience and I'm not a copywriter, just one small thing that kind of jumped out to me was when I read your headline, it was a call to action, join the challenge. For me, I don't want to do any challenge. I don't want to do any work. I don't want to do 30 days of challenges and work. But I don't know if how you pre-frame it before someone gets here, if it's already something that, I want to do a challenge. Or if it's a woman thing or your target audience thing where a challenge is something fun, they associate fun with it. I don't associate fun. I was just wondering if, you know, all those other benefits you listed about, you know, you'll have a timeless fall wardrobe in just 30 days or, you know, you get customized, recommendations and all this other good stuff. Could that be more of, you know, the main headline other than, hey, join this 30-day work thing that's going to take your time? So that was all. I mean, again, I'm not your target audience, and so I'm not a copywriter, but that's just the one small thing that I noticed. So,
what do you think, Jamie?
So 30 days is a lot, but I think it works really well for like Jada, because you need to shop and you need to have enough time to see results as long as they're not feeling overwhelmed up front. So the problem is that because I hate shopping, it does scare me a little bit as far as time and effort goes to see whatever the result is at the end of it. Like when you hopped on.
How about, while you're saying that, makes me think about something. How about if I explain it? It is not a 30-day challenge of shopping. It's a 30-day challenge of putting together outfits. So the main idea is putting together outfits. You're getting dressed every morning anyways. Might as well create a really nice outfit out of your day. So
shopping isn't required.
Shopping isn't. If you already have the items in your closet that work, you may go shopping. You can mix and match. Say you don't have, a sweater, and you need a sweater, but you have the other stuff in your closet. It's a mix between the stuff in your closet and things you have to go buy in order to make this complete wardrobe. And the idea is that you're already getting dressed in the morning. Might as well just put together a great outfit because the thing that I'm reading a lot or that I'm getting in my survey saying they don't know what to put together in the morning and they don't know what to wear. So I have all these separates. How do I put them together?
Which is my which was my problem when I came to you too. I'm like, I can't match. I just can't match things.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's not what I got from your sales page. So from or from the office.
Got
page.
It.
Because it says learn how to build a 17-piece fall essential wardrobe. I just assumed that was new. That's
yeah,
why
yeah, I agree with Jamie on that. I was thinking the exact same thing, but I'm happy to hear that you can do it from what you already have. I think that's great, too, and maybe you want to just clarify that a little bit in the copy just to say, hey, now this isn't something that you have to go out and buy new clothes. This will work exactly with what you already have in your wardrobe. Let me show you. That kind of thing.
So
how do I share that?
2 points. You're going to add it. It's already mentioned on the landing page, but you need to make it an emphasis.
Okay, yeah.
And then in the lead nurturing emails, it's another good touch point to add. So you can have the touch point around, shopping, but you can have the touch point around not needing to shop. So worried about shopping, you can either go here or you won't need to shop at all. It just needs to be a shopping email that answers those questions. And then what you can
what
also...
What was the other one? Putting together outfits?
Putting together outfits.
Putting
yeah.
together outfits.
Great. So these should be the nurturing emails to get them prepared mentally. These will be repeated on the thank you page. As a reminder, you may or may not need to go shopping. If you have these items that are mentioned already in your closet, the idea here is you'll be using those to create outfits during the challenge. If you happen to not have a piece, you may need to go shopping or borrow from a friend. Again, they don't need to shop. They can also borrow from a good friend of theirs.
No, you don't want to do that.
So it's funny, because as you're saying this, I'm reading through the headline, right? Join the free 30-day fall sale challenge. Learn how to build a 17-piece. I don't know that it matters that it's 17 pieces, number one. But in my head, you know how the objections come up, right? So I could figure saying, learn how to build a fall essential wardrobe even from your own closet and how to mix and match your pieces. Because, like, that's
Got
what
it.
I care about. Like, I'm totally cool with shopping if you teach me how to shop. Now I actually kind of like it a little bit. That's a good job. I'm like, oh, I know what to actually get, which is so different. But reading this at first, I'm like, oh, that seems like a lot when I'm not in the space that I am now. So if you asked me some of these questions before I actually worked with you, I would be scared shitless. And so as you remember hopping on the phone with me beforehand, you know your avatar pretty well. So even the 17-piece or the 30 stylish fall outfit seems a little – oh, crap, that's a lot. Just like Jason was saying, like, oh, okay, let's make sure that we are understanding what the outcome is going to be at the end, which is when you go into your closet at the end of 30 days, you actually know what you're doing, which is insane because I feel like I know way better than I ever did before. Does that make sense?
Kind of.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of how I would translate that on the landing. I mean, like coffee specifically.
Yep.
Yeah, that's the hard part, I guess.
Well, even if it's just keeping out the numbers side of overwhelmness, right? Because if somebody does it daily and they're picking out an outfit daily for 30 days, that's okay. But saying you're going to create 30 stylish fall outfits, I'm like, wow. You forget that it's one a day and you're going to get dressed anyway, like you were saying. So I was just saying with the headline piece, we just don't want to – we want to make, you can explain it later on, but we just don't want to overwhelm them before they even get past the headline.
I have an idea for a little hack, and this, Jamie, your idea sort of prompted me to do this. I remember with my tailor, and he would come to our house and go through our entire closet and things like that, get rid of old things and stuff like that. But when we purchase new outfits, it's always here's a suit, here's a slacks. You can interchange the pants and the jacket. Here's two shirts. So now you've got, 8 outfits just out of this, add 2 ties, and you've got 10 outfits just out of, 6 pieces of clothing. And one thing that my dad always did, which I didn't have to do, was he would take his suits and his coats and his pants and sort of all, put them all together with the right tie and the right shirt and have everything sort of compartmentalized together where these 6 items go together. Then the next one, these 6 items go together. And you can interchange. You can't you know, you can't mess this up. You can't mess up. If you were to grab a shirt, a jacket, a tie, and pants, and socks, and shoes from this pile and get dressed in the dark, you couldn't fuck it up. And that's kind of the way that, you know, he needed to do that. Even my wife's father was the same way for some of the business suits that he needed. You know, we put it in a position where, you know, if you were to get dressed in the dark and put all these items on, it would be great. If you could put together like a little hack like that for people that are sort of like keep your things organized that work together, and you can't mess this up if you take one of these, each of these items and put it together, that might be something neat to do.
Got it.
And I know we only have 13 minutes left, so I want to make sure that you guys are aligned and getting what you need.
I had a question for you, Jamie.
Sure.
Vanessa wants to reach out to influencers and people with an audience.
This is what you mentioned last time on the other doing it on Instagram.
So as well as other people to recruit them. Maybe you can share with Vanessa some tactics, like maybe get like a Jay Masters to share it. You know, she has a big
time. I had stuff.
The Tara person we've heard about.
Yep. So the easy thing for me to share would be super easy just because I showed my headshots and photos. So, yeah, of course I'll share it. Just remind me, and I'll be like, oh, by the way, this is my stylist, because I already talked about you a lot. For influencers, though, and this is great because you can ask Tara her feedback on this anyway, but the fact that I had personal interaction with you now I love you anyway, right? But the fact that I got results from personal interaction with you makes me talk about you all the time. Plus, I feel really cool saying I have a stylist. So, because I'm horrible. So what I would do is if you're reaching out to people, like super high influencers, right, like not, like don't waste your time with people that only have like a you know, a smaller list or something like that. But I would actually offer you to put them in a separate like Facebook group or something like that. The thing is that they're not going to want to like show, like if they're not actually good at fashion, they're not going to want to be like, oh, I suck, look at me. I mean, I'm willing to say that, but most people aren't, right? So they're not going to want to raise their hand and be like, oh, I suck at fashion. You should sign up for this too. But
good question. Would it be more of a make them look good because their friend Vanessa, the stylist of, and the creator of Stylishing Me, has this thing, and all of my followers who have this issue, you guys should join because it's cool, and it's more of an association?
Yeah. So, exactly. So I would definitely go that route because then that levels them up and doesn't make them go like, oh, I suck at this, therefore I have to hire somebody. Not that, I mean, it still sounds cool that they have a stylist, but I'm self-deprecating. Most people won't admit how horrible they are at this. Plus, they're probably way the hell better than me if they're an influencer. No offense. Tara actually has style. I do not. But she has her own style, right? And that's the piece that I think you might have to get, and this is why I want you to ask her some questions, because they I was thinking about introducing you to Jada, and then I'm like, ooh, maybe you could help her with style, and then I'm like, wait a minute, she's got her own, like, big-time style. Like, she knows her own style very, very well. Not that you can't help her, but what I would do is I might even put, because when I try and think of win-wins for you guys, I might see if we can get super awesome influencers that are females in different industries, potentially, and not like a mastermind, but have like a private Facebook group where you're helping them for like a week or 2 weeks or whatever, like really like level up, and they get to meet each other. So it almost feels like a win-win. Like you're giving this as a service to them for free. You could even hop on the phone with them for 20 minutes or whatever and go over some stuff. They get to meet each other. And they'll, of course, share it once you've helped them. Like, to me, I'm like, I'd share it in a second because, I mean, you really, really helped me and I saw the benefit and I know it'll help them, even though it's not my market at all and I have more male audience than, you know, female. But sharing it on my Facebook page and my personal Facebook page is totally easy for me. So if you can offer that added value, I don't think if you reach out to influencers and go, hey, I have this style challenge, I'd love to help you too. I don't think that that would work. Right?
Yeah, they'd be like, I'm pretty stylish, thank you.
Yeah, I'm good. But that's why I would try and make it more about the play of meeting other super influential women also. And even if they're not, like, super vulnerable and open with each other in terms of that, it might even have nothing to do with the style challenge specifically. It might be, how can we, like, for you specifically, Vanessa, you were great at matching my mood board of my website to what the photos were going to be, which is most people don't have to deal with at all. But you totally understand that world. And so if you, when you reach out to influencers, go, are you guys on brand? Like, I can help you get even more on your brand instead of going, I'll help you pick 17, you know, style outfits or 30 outfits or whatever it is. That's not what they care about. It's like, does my brand match up? Does my personal brand match up with this? And I'm an influencer. I really have to be paying attention to this. Am I doing the best job I possibly can? And help them in that way. You might make a lot of friends, too. Yeah, go ahead.
Jamie, how do you like this as an entry? We compliment them.
Definitely.
Say, you know,
always work
really,
with women.
I really love your style. You don't need my challenge, but maybe many who of your following do.
Ooh.
What I'd like to do is feature you as and include you in a final recommendation or tips from experts that we're going to give to everybody. And I want to get your best fall outfit suggestion, something that you wear, and add it to a guide that we're going to give for free and highlight you.
That's awesome. Yeah. And then I would still try and get them connected to each other, because that's only – having Vanessa run an influencer group is something that you can use for a really, really long time. Whether or not, like, even if it's just a Facebook group that you have, I would still try and do that. But yes, 1,000 times yes. People love being complimented. Now, that's only if they're good. I mean, you know, I guess, whether or not they'd be good.
So everyone not in the fashion sector, styles.
Yeah.
Nothing in style. Everyone out of my what I'm doing, right?
What? No.
So, like, well, I wouldn't talk to other bloggers, right? Other fashion bloggers.
Yeah, I would say, like, no, I would. I would include, like Brighton, for example, people who have, like, 100,000-plus Instagram followers.
But
turning quite a bit there.
Now
let me make the distinction. Because for me, so what Peter's idea is perfect for the style bloggers, right?
Yeah.
My idea is better for the people that aren't in this space.
Got it. I didn't understand what Peter was saying versus what you were saying, and that didn't make sense. Got it.
You could probably
recommendation. Yeah, my recommendation was not you committing to helping people. Mine was getting people who are super confident in their fashion acumen already, and then you say, hey, I want to feature you as one of the experts during my style challenge. I'm going to link to your site, highlight one of your fall recommendations, and we're going to put it together and package it and give it to them at the end of the challenge.
This is just for stylish.
Question, though, Peter.
Bloggers.
Yes.
If they're already stylish bloggers, why would they promote her challenge over them creating one?
Most of them are doing like
vanity.
They're spending like 70 hours a week doing Instagram. They don't care about challenges.
Go people. All right. Good to know.
Yeah. Most of the Instagram influencers are posting 5 times a day and generating a lot of money. So they're doing a lot.
Okay.
Got it. Okay. That makes sense.
Anything else that you're missing?
Yeah. The last thing, which Joey had brought up on the last call, and maybe we can touch on this later, I don't know, was, okay, so after the challenge, what do I do? So there are these people that signed up, and what now? I don't know.
So is it going to go to a funnel, or do you have anything to sell besides your book, or no?
No, I haven't even thought about that, actually, anything to sell. Like personal one-on-one.
She's kind of like,
no.
The funnel is going to have the blow first. So,
but besides that, what am I supposed to do?
I know, but you're not telling them that, so they don't know. So the funnel is going to have the book as the offering at the end, of course. There's going to be a fall challenge. There's a fall, winter, spring, summer challenge.
Of course.
So that's part of it as well.
But in between, more of building a community, I can't just like drop off for 2 months and not talk to them.
Content as well, but.
Yeah, it's something.
I see what you're saying. Okay, so for the follow-up, you, A, want to make sure they're still engaged, and B, potentially sell stuff. right? I mean, I know this is what you guys do in general anyway, and you're very good with funnels. So I guess my question is, what is your number one goal with this? Do you really care about going, okay, I want to sell as much as humanly possible. I did all this work for that. Or do I just want to keep them engaged more until I have something even better to sell them besides the book? What's the main goal after the challenge?
The main objective was growing a community, because community building was never something I started with. Helping women dress better, just helping women, and grow my email list. So those are the main ones with
specific
challenge.
Interesting piece for me is, I know you said you want to do it on the page instead of in a group, but if you want to build community, Facebook group actually does that a little bit better, that you can have sustainably over time. And you could do, you know, Facebook Lives within the group and that sort of thing. So if you're looking for community where they actually can connect to each other, that would be sort of, I would think about that. Whether you invite them to the challenge, whether you invite them to a Facebook group after the challenge ends, so you get all the buzz and stuff like that on your Facebook page first, and then you invite them to that. But if that's your goal, I would really work on getting them to connect with each other instead of just one to you.
To help you feel a little bit better about it, you should picture this as a beta and don't have a group, just like any transformational program. We need to have success stories to use in that positioning to get people to join groups. So use this this first go to preface interest, volume, and numbers going into a Facebook group maybe for the winter. Yeah.
Well, and then I love inviting them to it later, because then it's the addition of, oh, by the way, talk to each other now. Like, now that you feel like you've got a little bit of style help and you've got something under your belt, you can go more above and beyond and meet other people like it too. I love your idea of community, though.
And the other advantage is, once you have, like, if we say we get a few thousand people easily on this challenge,
mm-hmm.
If they join a Facebook group from day one, it's going to be a smaller Facebook group. But if you can do it after the initial challenge, if we get a few, you know, even at a poor percentage, we'll still have hundreds of people in the group right after going into the next challenge, which is better.
Okay. What should I send or have as a, I know this is totally made up, but I need a number. What should my goal number be of having people on it? Like, should I say only have, like, 500, 1,000?
Yeah, what did you get so far, putting it on the sidebar?
100.
Per day?
Yeah, you've already got 100.
Signed up.
Are you doing any ads?
No, not yet. I'm not doing anything. I want to finish the landing page.
And most of our traffic's mobile.
But I mean long. So when the challenge actually starts, are you going to do like retargeting or something like that for this or no?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. And how big is your list right now on this?
On this one?
On Stylishly Me, I mean.
10,000.
Okay, you could probably get a good solid 2,000 or 3,000 part from your list, part new people, without a problem, without like paid ads or something, I would assume. So it depends on, of course, how many ads and how many things you really want to push through and how many you want and feel like you can handle. So I remember we did some of this stuff. I sent it to my own list way back when to do the 7 days to 1K, and it was only a week-long thing. But we had, I don't know, almost 2,000 people sign up for that, and I was like, whoa. And we only had about 1,000 or 1,200 people in the Facebook group, but it was bigger than I thought. I was like, oh, apparently that hit a nerve. And I know it's 1 o'clock right now, but what I would do is I would plan on figuring, like, what do you think you can actually handle, right? And if you're looking for just new people that aren't on your list, I wonder if we can just retarget instead of trying to send it to your list or just put it on your blog and get people that are already on your list on it and re-engaged, which if that's your goal, then that's fine. Then we need to definitely up the number and be like, okay, I want 3,000 people or whatever it is, because we care about new people and engaged previous list. Make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Hopefully that was helpful. Did you get what you needed?
Yes.
Okay, and I love this stuff, so I can't wait till you actually start doing it and I start getting the emails and I will give you feedback, because this is right up my alley. Like, I will literally do it now that I feel better. So.
Yay, okay. I'm really excited about it.
Me too. It's awesome. I think it's great. And if you can get me excited over fashion, that's saying something. So good job. Pat yourself on the back. All right. So I know it's 101 over here. Andy, you are in the hot seat next week. I'm assuming that's okay for you. And, of course, Vanessa and Peter, if you guys need anything at all, shoot me a text, shoot me an email. If you want us to look at the pages again when you're done, totally. But make sure you link up with Tara because I think she'll have some good ideas for you also.
Okay. I will.
Awesome. Have a fantastic week, guys. Take care and have. Let me know if you need anything, okay?
Thank you.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye-bye.